Life Audio.
Hello and welcome to the Capital Ministries podcast. At Capital Ministries, our mission is to make disciples of Jesus Christ in the political arena throughout the world, and we do this through weekly in-depth discipleship Bible studies. I'm Frank Sontag, and I look forward to sharing these Bible studies written by my friend Ralph Drollinger. As president and founder of Capital Ministries, Ralph is teaching the same study to three different groups in D.C. this week. He holds a House members' Bible study, a Senate members' Bible study, and a Zoom study with former White House cabinet members. Thanksgiving Day will soon be upon us, and I want you to be prepared to lead your family spiritually. As is my custom, I offer the following information to empower you for this special day with family and friends. Before we get started, let us hear a word from our sponsor. This Capital Ministries Bible study from President and Founder Ralph Drollinger is entitled, Leading Thanksgiving Devotions with Your Family. Thanksgiving Day will soon be upon us, and I want you to be prepared to lead your family spiritually. As is my custom, I offer the following information to empower you for this special day with family and friends. I realize you'll probably not use everything that follows, but take what might be helpful and spend some time crafting a plan for a spiritually growing, memory-building investment. If the trajectory of our country is going to change, it must begin with our hearts. America's systemic problem is spiritual in nature. Therefore, we must first steward our own hearts and the hearts of our families before speaking about changing the direction of our country. Anything less is hypocritical. May God use the following thoughts to aid in crafting a special, constructive day centered in our love for Jesus. Let us give thanks for all He has done for us. If I can be of help to you in preparing, give me a call. Danielle and I have much to be thankful for in the honor of serving you. Together in partnership, we have launched many new ministries in state capitals and foreign nations this year and are poised to begin many more in the months to come. We are grateful and thankful for all that God has done in and through you. Our introduction. The following is a suggested outline to help prepare you for leading and facilitating a meaningful and spiritually nourishing time of family gathering and devotions during Thanksgiving. Preparing for the family devotional. A. Announcing devotions. When you invite your family members and are informing them of the time to arrive and the time you will sit down to dinner, mention the family devotion in the conversation. By preparing them, people will not be surprised when you transition into this part of the day. Providing advance notice will serve to take pressure off of you when the time arrives to segue into the devotion. Do not surprise your guests. B. Dressing for devotions. Give prior consideration as to how you will dress. Dress one step above your guests, but only one step. Your dress should reflect the season, warmth, love, nobility, and a sense of seriousness. Remember, how you dress should reflect that in the coming moments you will be God's spokesman to your family. Do not take that lightly or discount the sobriety of your duties. C. Timing devotions. You might want to have devotions after the main meal, during dessert. Make sure the TV and the background music are off and not competing for attention. Kindly inform everyone that they need to turn off all electronic devices during takeoff and landing. It's best that you and the others aren't distracted by a football game or the young ones' text messaging. I asked Danielle to serve dessert and beverages before I share. Serving them helps to take the edge off, especially for those who might not personally know Christ. D. Transitioning into devotions. As you circulate among your guests and invite them into the room that you have previously determined is best for this purpose, make appropriate, edifying only small talk as people settle in. You are starting to set the tone. Be extra sensitive to make your guests feel comfortable. Help move the chairs and bring people coffee. Manifest a servant's heart. Beginning the family devotional. A. Introductory remarks. Express your heartfelt gratitude that you could all be together during this wonderful time of year. B, praise your wife. Nothing is more important in the formation and stability of your children and grandchildren than for them to see how much you love your wife, following the Acts outline as you speak about her. Acts, A-C-T-S. A is in adoration, several things you most like. C is confession, things she puts up with about you. T is in thanksgiving, show gratefulness to her. And S as in supplication, express that you pray for her. C, include family members. Speak personally and edifyingly into the lives of your family members. This will require forethought to be most effective. Ask some family members to share what they are especially thankful for this year. Very importantly, herein you are setting long-term tone and culture in terms of the interpersonal relationships amongst your clan. This is a time to circle the wagons and huddle with your loved ones. Open the scriptures together. Prepare enough copies for everyone of the passage of scripture that you will find at the end of this study. A. Read the passage. Ask your best reader to read Psalm 100. This isn't so much a time to exegete the passage as it is to open the scripture together as a part of your family tradition. B. Explain the passage. Once the reading is completed, be ready to share some of your insights of the passage that are self-evident from the reading. C. Sing a hymn together. The hymn, Give Thanks, written by Henry Smith, is very appropriate for singing after reading Psalm 100. The lyrics are easily accessible online. If not you, defer to someone else to lead who is gifted in music. Share your personal testimony. Prepare beforehand your personal conversion story. Speak no longer than 3 minutes. Refrain from reciting every detail of your life. Mention the following areas. An effective testimony includes 3 irreducible minimums: your life before receiving Christ, specifically how you received Christ, and life changes since you received Christ. Your main objective is to model for your family how they too can receive Christ if they haven't already. Edit your comments accordingly. You are modeling a powerful living example and tool as to how they too can receive Christ, if not now, at a later date. Share the gospel. There is nothing more important to accomplish as a husband and father than to lead your kids to Christ. Now is a good time. Here is how to transition. A. Apply the passage. It is fitting at this point, having read scripture, sung a hymn, and having given your testimony, to make some personal applications. These former ingredients will serve as pillars to support your quest for the other's consideration of Christ. Ask your family members, if they haven't already, to invite the Lord Jesus into their hearts, just as you did. Consider and incorporate the special warmth people typically feel at Thanksgiving. Do not preach. Emphasize gentleness. B. Gospel verses to use. I recommend that you look up the following passages prior to the devotion and mark them in your Bible. Do not read to them from this study. These will aid you in sharing the gospel in a succinct and thoughtful way. Notice how these verses progress through the plan of salvation. Make appropriate transitions to achieve a similar, smooth progression. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. John 1:12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. And Romans 12, verses 1 through 2. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. C. Invite others to ask Jesus into their heart. Pray out loud the following prayer. inviting anyone who would like to ask Jesus into his or her heart to pray silently along with you. Lord Jesus, I need you. I realize that I have sinned and fall short of your standard of perfection and am in need of not only a Savior, but a Lord who will always lead me in the right direction. I open the door of my life today and ask you to come in and begin to change my life for good and your glory. Amen. At a later time, you need to personally and individually follow up with your family members. Ask them if they prayed that prayer with you. In the days that follow, minister to each accordingly as the family shepherd. Continue to cultivate your own understanding of being the family shepherd. Closing the family devotion. From the bottom of your heart, express how important this time has been to you. It is very likely you'll face heartfelt spiritual warfare in the form of lacking courage or doubting you should do this. Expect that you may even put off some family members going in. You are definitely doing the best thing you could possibly do for your family. A. Sing the hymn again. B. Close with prayer. You might choose to have someone else in the family whom you know has a strong walk with Christ to close in prayer. And C. Express appreciation. Once again, take the opportunity to set a tone of love. Abundantly shower others with His love and tell them how much you appreciate each one of them. How can you spend more time with your family members? For someone as busy as you are, your prioritization of time is probably your best way to express your love and extend your influence for Christ. Our summary. May God richly bless you as you lay hold of your spiritual leadership responsibilities. This is what God has called you to do, and you need to serve your family in this way in service to Him. A family devotion is one of the most important functions you will perform in life, with the greatest return on investment, I might add. The psalm for thanksgiving is Psalm 100. Scripture says, "Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord Himself is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him, bless His name, for the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and His faithfulness to all generations." Friends, I encourage you to find more studies like this one on the Capital Ministries website, which is capmin.org. There you can also learn about in-depth weekly discipleship Bible studies taking place in capitals throughout our nation and around the world. You may be called to lead such studies with public servants in your community. Thanks to the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us on the podcast. Here at lifeaudio.com, you will also find more faith-centered podcasts. This concludes our Bible study for this week. Thank you for all you do for our great country and on the Hill. This is Frank Sontag.